from there to Second Peter, third chapter. Give me a moment, please. Take your time. We don't have to go leave him, go home anymore till Sunday. So I'm probably saying that's what you said. We hope nobody slip out on us. Praise God. Just give the old man some time now. Okay. First Peter, third chapter, verse 1 through 14. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the word which was spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? But since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the waters and in the waters. Whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fry against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. That's women too. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, his promise as some men count slackness. But talking about the Lord, but he is long suffering to us, but not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein, the earth, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons, I want you to bear in mind, ought ye to be all in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. That's the question, fervent heat. He's telling them, remind them. Nevertheless, we according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and wrinkle. We're going to leave there and go to first. We'll leave us. 2 Thessalonians. I need some glasses. Going to 2 Thessalonians, verse 5, 5th chapter of it. We're going to start at the first verse. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. But when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail of a woman with a child. And they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. If you are tonight, we're going to enlighten you. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, seeing that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves. Father, again, we thank you for your word. God, we ask right now that you bless the hearers of your word tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer of faith, and we believe it's done. Amen. You may take your seats. You probably sing to yourselves, thinking, well, that's a lot of reading you did. But we want to press upon your minds tonight. The time is winding up on us, saints, upon this earth. And we see the signs of the times coming up on us. I remember the time we couldn't watch TV. We had under the old ministry that which we were. And I just couldn't digest that, because anything that you can see on TV out of the ordinary or unholy, you can walk down to Walmart or any mall and see the same thing. And we used to be an organization that they didn't like to have the TVs. But then you know how children, sometimes you can't get away with something when you got children. But the children began to tell my children, so, well, we got one, but we keep it here. When folks come to the house, we keep it here. But I thank God for the TV today, because this gave me some scriptures from just watching TV today, watching what's going down in Afghanistan and all those other countries over there. As we can see, the love, Bible said in the last days, the love of God would wax cold. Went on to say again in another scripture that men's hearts would be filling them. I believe we touched on that in Baton Rouge last Saturday night. Men having heart attacks, looking at TV and looking at everything, so the things you can't even walk, go out your house and without locking it or securing it and over securing it to make sure that nobody break in. As we're seeing people breaking on people, cutting their throats, killing them in their sleep. And then a lot of these old folks, they can't handle that. The Bible says they're having heart attacks seeing what they're seeing on TV. But the part we're trying to tell you, there's hope for us. I began to pray today just looking at the news today on CSM, looking at what's going on in the world, and et cetera, et cetera. But the Bible, I believe it's, he said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I think that's what we're going to have to start doing. We're going to have to we call ourselves the house of prayer. We're going to have to pray. I think we need to pray for that president we got. We're looking up there, everybody got some nuclear bombs now. And as we read those scriptures coming from Peter, he said this earth is going to it's going to burn up. Everybody think there's a hell down there and people in hell down there, but God don't operate like that.
Wouldn't it be unfair if people have been burning for 1,400 years and you're going to go down there and just burn up for a little while? Well, we could go deep on that. But we're not going to go. That ain't the kind of God we're going to have. But Bible tells me that the Bible said the dead in Christ is going to rise first, and those that are alive shall be caught up to meet him in the air. And I want you to tell you tonight that you better be one of those that meet Jesus in the air. Whether you be dead or whether you be burnt living, but the point is some of us is gambling with Jesus tonight. You're gambling with this word. You believe you can do up everything that you're begging up to do and still go to heaven. That I got some time. But I'm telling you tonight, time is winding up. I see things creeping, the devil creeping up in the church. Homemonging, fornication, adultery. But that Bible says he would judge those. And there ain't but one way for you is down there in the lake of fire. I've never seen, we used to be in the church and God would just move every Friday night. We'd cast demons out, call them out, and make them speak back to us. But you say, well, why come you don't have it? Because the spirit of this unclean spirits is in the audience. People don't want to get cleaned up. When people are pure and they're clean, when a devil come in here, he can't stand the word. He can't stand the anointing that's in the church. But the devil now walk in the church and sit right beside you. I want to share this with all the churches here. I was trying to prolong it to clean get here. I'm expecting them in a minute, though. But what we're trying to tell you, you that are hearing the word, Bible says, by the words you're justified, and also by the word what? You're condemned to the lake of fire. And that's another thing, when you hear the words, you need to readjust yourself. Amen. If somebody tell you that a tornado is coming into Leesville, I know what you're going to do. You're going to get ready for it. But I'm telling you now, you better clean up your act, because Jesus is going to come back, and if you're dirty and nasty, you're not going back with him. Bible says only the pure in heart shall see him. Only the pure in heart shall see God.
Preach, Bishop. Come on, Bishop.
I don't want to scare nobody, but if I could, I always said when I used to preach, I said if I could put a 45 pistol, put it on everybody, make you go down there and tarry till you would get the Holy Ghost, I would, but God is not that way.
Come on, sir.
He don't operate that way. But I'm trying to scare somebody tonight that you want the Holy Ghost. That you, even these little children, you're going to have the Holy Ghost. If you're big enough and smart enough to know what's right and wrong, then you need the Holy Ghost. Because you hear this word just like the grown folks do. That's what we used to, we have the young folks here, and that sometimes they need a good example. They just need example. But they see when Sister So-and-so get the Holy Ghost, and 3 weeks later she's out in the street, they don't understand. They said, what good is it? And they go and see a missionary or so-and-so doing something they ain't supposed to do. They said, what's the reason? They said, she's just like me, or he just like me. Minister so-and-so is just like me. I saw him down back of a pack of cigarettes. But the word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Who pulled them out of the pulpit? Who told y'all to leave the pulpit? Get back up there. I'm gonna find out who's doing this. Do y'all hear there's only one pastor in the church? And I gave orders for the choir to stay in the pulpit. I'm going to use the choir later. This is another problem we have in God's church. This irritates bishops. I'm going to utilize my choir tonight. Okay? This is upsetting to them. I'll put out what I wanted, and I got it, and then somebody, I won't see you. I told you about that.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for what you were doing tonight. And God, we come against the enemy right now. Satan, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. Father, we thank you, God. And God, I know the devil wanted to stop the word. God, I thank you right now, Lord, God, that you'll continue to give us this word that you wanted to give us tonight, Lord. God, you said warning comes before destruction, Lord. And God, I thank you again right now, Lord. God, right now, Lord. God, touch it. Touch each and every one right now, Lord. Give us a mind to continue to move while in the right direction, Lord. God, Satan would like to tear this thing down. But God, I command Satan to loose his hold right now. Loose your hold, Satan. In Jesus' name. Amen. Only be one pastor in the church. And the Bible says for you to obey them that have the rule over you. How many knows that? Obey them. Obey him in this sense. Can't be two pastors, three or four. Can only be one pastor. Amen. Again, saints, what we're trying to tell you, have a seat, saints. Going to be a start. I hope the fast will take care of what we're seeing here tonight. It can't be the one pastor, can't be the one choir director. Choir director's job is to direct the choir. I like to utilize my choir in the word and et cetera, in the everything. So that's a lot of people. I saw some people just wonder why I kept them up there, because I have authority to do it. It's my choir. It's my choir. It ain't nobody else's choir. Amen. Amen. So here's what we're gonna do, saints. The devil done kind of took that away, obviously. What we want to do now, some of us need to go back to the altar. Let's go to the altar, saints. You can come up here and make your seat your altar. And let's pray a while, Lord. I want the elders to assist me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, my God, for your spirit, Lord God, in the mighty name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the old landmark. We thank you, my God, for the old time church, in the mighty name of God, Jesus. God, we come to repent of our sins right now. God, we come to say, God, have mercy on our soul. God, we need you right now by the Holy Ghost, God. God, restore this old land of the way, laid waste. God, restore the old desolate place again, God. God, restore that people, my God, back to the first love. My God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. God, we cry before you right now. We don't come with no formality, God. We don't come with no formality today, Lord God. But God, we come and have mercy right now. My God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, pour out your Holy Ghost. God, pour out your Spirit, God, right now. God, let it rain, Jesus, in this place like old times. My God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You have not changed in the mighty name of God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, touch that people right now. God, touch
our sons and our daughters. My God, bring back the holiness among thy people again, Lord. My God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, forgive thy people, Lord. Have mercy upon our soul right now. Even God, Jerusalem, Lord God. We pray, my God, for peace in Jerusalem right now. Oh, my God, I pray, Lord God. We call the backsliders back. We call those hurting, my God, back. We call our hurting ones, my God, back. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, you said it was Zion. God, begin to pray, Lord God. It will turn things around, my God. It will change your heart. And it will change your mind, Lord God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, we beseech you right now, Lord God. Rebuild the old waste places, my God. Restore us again, my God, by type of fresh love. Oh, my God, you are my desire, my God. And my everything, my God, Lord. But God, it's a sin, Lord God. It's a liberty, my God, Lord God. And cause separation between me, us, and thee, Lord. My God, purge out the old leaven. Purge out the old leaven, Jesus. God, purge out the leaven, God. Purge every bit of one of us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, give me a clean heart and a right spirit, Lord God. I pray, my God, right now, Lord. I come to my front of God, my Holy Ghost, right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, let it rain, God, let it rain, Jesus. Oh, sing your anointing, my God. God, destroy every yoke in the mighty name of Jesus. Every yoke, my God, destroy it. Every burden, my God, lift it. Every captivity, my God, set free. Everything, my God, on Holy Ghost right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need you, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, God, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on our soul. Have mercy on my wife and my sons and my daughters. My God, through the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we repent right now. Lord, forgive us, Lord God. I pray you change your mind, God, that you don't be angry, my God, with this, Lord. My God, through the name of Jesus Christ, hold back thy wrath, Lord. Hold back thy wrath. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, don't want to see God your wrath, but I want to see, my God, your mercy. I want to see, my God, you have your blood. I want to see your blood, God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we need you right now, Lord God. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus.
Yeah. Listening to the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer broadcast, where you're always welcome to visit at 1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Bishop Marbury and the congregation would love to see you, and you can correspond with them at 337-238-0314. Be sure to join us next time for the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer broadcast. Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM. You've been listening to the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer broadcast, where you're always welcome to visit at 1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Bishop Marbury and the congregation would love to see you, and you can correspond with them at 337-238-0314. Be sure to join us next time for the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.